Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
The controlled press, the white press, inflames the white public against Negroes. The police are able to use it to paint the Negro community as a criminal element. The police are able to use the press to make the white public think that 90% or 99% of the Negroes in the Negro community are criminals. And once the white public is convinced that most of the Negro community is a criminal element, then this automatically paves the way for the police to move into the Negro community, exercising Gestapo tactics, stopping any black man who is on the sidewalk, whether he is guilty or whether he is innocent, whether he is well-dressed or whether he is poorly dressed, whether he is educated or whether he is dumb, whether he's a Christian or whether he's a Muslim, as long as he is black and a member of the Negro community, the white public thinks that the white policeman is justified in going in there and trampling on that man's civil rights and on that man's human rights. Once the police have convinced the white public that the so-called Negro community is a criminal element, they can go in and question, brutalize, murder unarmed, innocent Negroes, and the white public is gullible enough to back them up. This makes the Negro community a police state. This makes the Negro neighborhood a police state. It's the most heavily patrolled. It has more police in it than any other neighborhood, yet it has more crime in it than any other neighborhood. How can you have more cops and more crime? Why? It shows you that the cops must be in cahoots with the criminals.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know
listening to your host, Akeem L., on Hindsight Radio.
Today, I want to talk to you from the subject, Get Your Butt Out of the Way. The word, as I use it in this subject, has only one T, but two T's could also be applicable. I talk to people in all kinds of situations, in all kinds of places, and they give me all kinds of stories. Very often people say to me, Reverend Ike, I want to be such and such a thing, but Reverend Ike, I would like to have such and such a thing, but oh, Reverend Ike, how I would like to do such and such a thing, but so finally one day, as somebody was telling me all of these different buts, I just finally blurted out and I said, look, you know, you could be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have if you would just get your butt out of the way. I want you to make some notes and I want you to start a project with yourself. I want you to look out for every time you use the word butt. And you'll find out in many cases, that the only thing that stands between you and what you want is a big butt. And you'll discover it's your butt. And I have quoted the prophet to you time and time again. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Let's quote that scripture together again. Come on. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. You're going to hear me quoting over and over again ad nauseum for a while. What you say, S-A-Y, is what you get. The word is so important. So many people misunderstand what the Word of God is. The theologians don't have the slightest idea what the Word of God is. So let me tell you again what the Word of God is. What you say about yourself is the Word of God to you. Now, it may take you a few minutes to digest that a little. I want to repeat it again, and I want to put it in the first person. What I say about myself is the Word of God to me. Together, what I say about myself is the Word of God to me. If I say I am poor, that is my word, and that becomes the Word of God to me. That becomes the word which determines my experience. That becomes the word which determines my expression. If I say I can't get anywhere, if I say I cannot succeed, if I say I cannot prosper, if I say I can't get a hold of any money, if I say I can't hold any money, if I say nothing works for me, if I say that I'm born to lose, then that is my word and that becomes the word of God to me. And you're never going to get any further in life than the Word of God, meaning your word about yourself. The theologians tell us, for example, about that wonderful scripture that it's some big God sitting up in the sky. The scripture that says, my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. We've been taught that that's some big God speaking from the sky. That is not true. This is the truth of the word of every man. The words that go forth out of your mouth, they're not going to come back to you void. They're going to accomplish something. There is creation in your every word. There is creative power in your every word. And I'm going to put that in the first person and have you affirm it with me. There is creative power in my every word. Together, there is creative power in my every word. You see, the infinite has given it to you, the individual, to speak your word of creation. And each person creates his own world by his own word. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, we are told that God spoke the world into existence. And so do you every day, every time you open your big mouth, you speak your world into existence. And every time you say, I would like to be, I would like to do, I would like to have, but you put a but in your way. Now, don't think again, and I want to pry you loose from this misconception. Don't you think for a moment that there's some word of God spoken from heaven to you that determines your experience? Not so. The word of God that is spoken by you in your own heart becomes the word of God to you and controls your experience. So if in your heart, if you want to be delivered from any situation, you believe in your heart and feel it in your heart and see it in your heart and say it and confess it, you'll be saved from negative conditions. But notice this, the word is near thee and it's even in your mouth. All you've got to do is to believe it and say it. Now, there are different kinds of buts that people put in their way. And I'm going to find out right now, or rather let you find out individually, what kind of buts you've put in your way. Some people say, Reverend Ike, I'd like to be, to do, and to have such and such a thing, but I don't have any money. This I'll call the no money but. And I'll ask you, and let you examine your heart. Do you ever put the no money but in your way? Let's do some confessing here. I do believe in confession, you know. You see, but we confess and forsake. Not enough to say, yeah, I did it and keep on doing it. But here again, that wonderful book of psychology, the Bible says, if you confess and forsake your sin, you'll have mercy. If you release that error out of your heart, if you release that error out of your mind, if you stop practicing negative thinking in your mind, you'll have mercy, you'll have help. So let's talk about this no money but. Stop and think for a moment, and I thought about this morning in my meditation. Most of the great fortunes, most of the great industries, most of the great institutions in the entire world started with no money. The great fortunes possessed by the great multimillionaires in America today, if you go back to the beginning of that family fortune, you will find out that most of those fortunes started with what? No money. Everywhere you see great success and great riches, it is not difficult to trace it and find that it started with no money. But what did it start with? An idea. Everybody say, idea.
Idea.
Nothing except an idea. But here is the great mystic and actual secret. You see, everything begins with an idea. If you have an idea, you're rich. If you can accept the idea of being wealthy, that in itself will bring you and lead you into the mechanics of becoming wealthy. I can be very personal about this. And go right back to the press conference in Detroit when a German newspaper reporter asked me the question, well, Reverend Ike, what can you say to the people who are unemployed? How can your philosophy be practically applied in their case? I said, well, I'm a good example of that. I started this multi-million-dollar ministry with $200 that I saved up from unemployment compensation back in 1959. I started it with an idea. Let everybody say, idea.
Idea.
Shout it again.
Idea.
And as long as you have an idea, don't say, I don't have anything. If you have an idea, you have everything. Because to tell you the truth, every idea.
You're listening to Solomon's Temple, on Hindsight Radio.
Peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. How you doing?
Everything's going good. I was
That's what I'm talking about.
Everything's good. How's everything going with you?
Yeah, everything going good. Yeah, this is the last day for the retrograde energy.
Is it? Okay, I didn't even know.
Yeah, you might have a couple.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, this is you might have a little shadow for a couple of days, but, you know, everything in the clear. We ain't got it. I love this time because this is time when you double check everything. It ain't time to be scared, but you don't want to make careless mistakes, moving too fast, and you know you can make some careless mistakes. So you just look over everything twice. You see,
right?
Sometimes, you know, a mistake can go on your hands. you can do a deal that worked out better for you than you did for the person that you were negotiating with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely want to double check everything for yourself. Doing
right.
retrograde, yeah. But you know, the things that affect everybody is not going to affect individuals as much when you do universal energy. That's why people don't see the effects as pronounced. You know, it's not going to be as pronounced as you would feel. The energy emanating from your own chart.
Uh-huh.
But the influence is there. The influence can be more pronounced if you rule by those planets that's in retrograde. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This year had been in our water planet. You see.
Right.
So it ain't gonna affect everybody the same, but some people gonna feel the effects more. You see, you know. Yeah, man, I love that Reverend Knight, though.
Yeah. I like him. He actually told them that y'all still waiting on Jesus. They ain't like that when he said that.
That's right.
He said, y'all still waiting on Jesus to come. Unfortunately, he they've been saying that for 2,000 years. That's not coming right back.
That's right. And,
yeah. All right.
Man, this.
So.
Man, I was building with an elder, and, you know, I don't want to see who he is, you know, big time, real popular elder. He came by, and I was working with him. He came by the temple, and he needed some help, but, you know, he's pretty popular, real deep elder, historian, philosopher, you know what I'm saying? Big in the conscious community, but what he was saying, he told me yesterday. I mean, last Thursday, that he said that Jesus is the biggest problem on the planet.
I would say so.
That's a major statement.
I have to agree with that.
You know,
because people are really looking for this guy to come back and save them. And you know, the other part about it is it's a big problem with our sisters. That's why they can't keep a husband, because they're looking for this imaginary man to fix their problems. And they say it like what he said, right? It's so true what Reverend Knight said. He said, the power is in your words. right?
Right.
What you saying, what you thinking, and all these women saying they looking for a Boaz, right? I'm waiting for Jesus to bring me somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I both know that Jesus, it couldn't have been his name to begin with. It couldn't have been ever a Jesus that did what they said he did, because that name is relatively new. 500 years old, right? Roughly, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the women have put a spell on themselves to not have a man until this imaginary creature or being takes care of it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have really messed their whole life. The sisters, what? Our sisters are the number one in this country, for sure, single woman on the planet.
Right.
Now, they're not, they haven't stopped having children, but they're single.
Right.
So they don't have a mate standing right by there. You know, they always want to blame the man for not being around.
Right.
You know? I heard somebody said, men don't know how to keep they dick to themselves. And I had to tell her, I said, y'all act like cheating is exclusive to men or black
men.
I said, I got plenty of homegirls that that got babies and they don't blame the baby on somebody else. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's right. Yeah.
So, and it's some of them guys raising kids right now that don't know that they not the father.
That's right.
I mean, I know about four people throughout
That's
my life
right.
that did that.
That's right.
So now let's just say the average man knows about three or four women that did that. You multiply.
That's right.
Come on, brother.
How
can we be the most cheating guys when they outnumber us?
That's right.
And think about it. It's more than us. And usually when they're cheating, you're cheating with a woman who got a husband.
That's right.
Or she
That's
cheating with a
fact.
Man that got a wife.
That's right. But see,
so what they talking about?
I counsel so many women. I mean, I counsel lots and lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
You speaking some real facts, and really, if the brothers heard what I heard in one day, man, it'd be hard for them to trust anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Dude. Let me tell you something. I ain't gonna put my mama out there like that. Going to it, because both my mom and daddy done did it. But, you know, when you're little, they think you don't know better.
That's right.
Oh, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a slip disc. Hmm?
You
hold
talking
on
to
a second,
me?
Bro. Keep going. Yeah, somebody's here to wash my car. I forgot he was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm broadcasting a show right now, so whenever you're done, both those keys work. Even work. Yeah. All right. Oh, but I need them keys to get back in the building. Let me give you. Yeah, that's for that one. How long would it take to do this one? Because I could.
That should take too long.
I just need that fall. You can keep it. I got to get back in the apartment. Yeah. Just text me. Yeah, either one don't matter which one you do first. Sorry about that, bro. Yeah, but sometimes
you said
something
about
it goes away.
What you were saying about this?
I was playing basketball years ago. And
okay.
I came down on my left.
Hello?
That pressure on that nerve that causes the pain.
Okay.
Damn. And like right now, like 1 minute I could walk and 1 minute I can't. Like right now, it's worse than it's ever been.
You do it.
It depends on how I sit.
Yeah.
It depends on how
man.
I sit.
Yeah, man, I got it. That MJ talent, I take care of that, brother.
Yeah, I know. It's something I'm missing in my diet because it done got worse over the last month for some reason. I hadn't had problems with it for about a year. So
yeah, you need that MJ talent. The MJ talent will take care of that. And not only will it take that, it'll strengthen your back, feet, and nerves. It'll correct it. You know?
Yeah. That's a masterful
blend, especially for pain, nerves. Then we have this other one called Happy that directly feeds the nervous system and regenerate the nerves. Okay?
Right.
Now, then you got single herbs you can do. The skull cap, the blue vervain. A little bit of the, you can't use a lot of black blue cohosh. You have to use it in small amounts.
Right.
We even got a nerve detox that's ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these things that regenerate and fix this problem, with no problem.
Right.
We got this rub too that instantly remove the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It got one of the chief things in it is pulp root.
Uh-huh.
All you need is just a little bit. Everybody be talking about their CBD, but this pulp root rub we got is ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm about to get you.
It's all about how I sit.
Yeah.
If I sit a certain way, it messes it. Like, I can get it out just by stretching, and I'm good. But I know I ain't had problems with it in a long time, and lately, it just came back.
Yeah, well, shit. You need to get some for the if you can get home, when that time you gonna be in town?
I was in town yesterday. I might come through tomorrow and pick up some.
That way you can stretch out for the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go do a seminar. I can't do it like this. I gotta walk through the airport. I can get it. Like, if I just got down and did a certain stretch, it'll go away. And that's what I need to do right now.
Okay.
I think some shoes is causing a problem. Like a yoga pose where I stretch out the spine, it fixes it instantly. Like, it didn't even happen.
You got plenty of water?
Yeah, that's my problem. Last couple of weeks, I haven't been drinking enough water. So... I believe it because I haven't been. Usually, I drink almost a gallon of water a day. Lately, I haven't even come close to that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because when you dehydrated, you're going to know if you ain't had that water. especially in that area.
See, like right now, I took the shoes off, it's gone. And I can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. As soon as I put them shoes on, that sucker was like, uh-uh. And they supposed to be some comfortable shoes.
Yeah. And which part of your back?
It's in the lower back.
Yeah.
And they was talking about operating. He said, well, it's so small, it ain't going to bother you. I said, I ain't letting them operate on my back anyway.
Oh, no. You can fix that.
Yeah. Very well.
And see, that also can come from having so many things on your plate like you do too.
Yeah.
And then not feeling like you are getting supported along with all the stuff that you're doing. That'll cause from the emotional realm. That'll cause that too. When you holding up so many people and doing so many things.
Yeah.
You know, and what you doing and you talking to all them all our people and other people, man, that shit'll cause your lower back to hurt. And that's textbook for lower back, is not feeling supported. You know what I'm saying?
I don't got no real support over here.
Because you're a trailblazer. What you doing, I mean, shoot. Ain't nobody going to support you like that because your ideas
are
not the same.
You're right. I don't expect it. I don't expect people to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know this path, you just can't. You can't expect people to do what I do. You know, what I say and do and how I operate.
That's right.
Most people be too scared to do it. Too scared to speak.
That's right.
You know, so I don't put that, that's
a heavy
weight to carry for a lot of people.
It takes courage.
You know?
It takes nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? You know what I'm saying? That's that Atlas. And so that right there alone can start the process. Not to mention, you know, you helping the community and you're a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a business owner alone, you know. Now, you find this a lot, too, from people that single parents. They have that complaint a lot, too. You see,
mm-hmm.
now when I was saying that a person can have back pain from not drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
This I'm not just talking about the typical thing that your mom used to say when you weren't drinking enough water, and then be like, you know, they talking about your kidneys hurting. I'm talking about the muscles. The muscles need a lot of water. And without large amounts of water, the muscles are not going to be flexible. The tendons and the ligaments in your body are not going to be flexible. As a result, it can give you limited mobility and the contractions. It can even give you cramps and a lot of things just from the process of dehydration. I'm not just talking about the kidney pain that your mama used to say when you was a kid and you said your back hurting.
mm-hmm.
You know, like water is a major indicator for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, when you're doing all these things and you know, because you do a tremendous lot of things.
Once a month.
Now, it's not for like things like sciatica pain and stuff like that. You'll find a lot of people with conscious awareness have sciatic pain because that can come from thinking critically. Critical thinking, looking at things through critical lenses. Man, it's so much easier to go along with everything in some ways. but a coward dies a thousand times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know, you see it so much in the sometimes it can be better not to care. because that can, you know, just thinking critically and critically, you know, so as a result, you have to take, because you a leader. The first vowel in your name is an A. You know what I'm saying? You a go-getter. You can do these things that Reverend Ike talking about because you got so much power. You was invested with so much power in your astrological numerology makeup. You see what I'm saying? You full of power. And so we think about a lot of things that the Reverend Ike say. You were able to execute those things because that A in your name. You ain't gonna give up. You gonna go out there. A's, the first vowels, A's are natural leaders of the planet. You see?
Mm-hmm.
They natural leaders. They, you know, and you find a lot of the problems even to this day, or a lot of the influence even to this day, you'll find with people with first vowels and they name A, they help implement it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Hitler almost took over the planet. He damn sure did in a lot of ways for a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon did it. Napoleon fell apart. That's what I'm saying.
Adolf Hitler.
Napoleon Bonaparte. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So called Alexander the Great. You know, Malcolm Martin. You know, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. You know, you will see it in so many ways just that we don't pay attention to it. But with that said, this is another reason why I got to get that MJ in your hand. Because you going to, it's not you. Now, I'm saying this about you, but you ain't going to change that. You going to always be a go-getter. You ain't going to wait on nobody. You going to trailblaze and just, you going to do your thing. So with that said, you going to have to feed your nerves because that ain't going to change. You get up on that plane. You get on that plane, like when people be riding in the grocery store on a
wheelchair.
You gonna go. You're not gonna sit back and lay down.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you a go getter. So you're gonna have to feed your nerves and feed that part of yourself. And see that MJ, not only does it feed and reduce inflammation and pain and feed the nerves, it also helps rebuild the skeletal system.
Right.
You see?
I'm going to get myself right before I go. I'll be straight.
Shoot, man.
I will be fine.
And, you know, good.
Yeah.
The God that you is, you're gonna need that back strong.
Yeah. Well, I've been working out, you know, on the back too. I think that had a lot to do with it. I was doing some back exercises and probably getting stretched properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of aggravated it. But it's gonna be right. Yeah. I wanted to talk briefly, you know, a lot of people dealing with that cancer.
Okay. Good.
And they're acting help, you know, like there's no hope, you know.
Man, you know, that's all I do all day. I'm spending, you know, that's how I do the majority of my day working with cancer people. You know, that's a real stressful part of what I do. Now, number one, you can't stop death. I know people debate this all day. And they're getting their feelings.
Well,
about
the body
it,
gotta
it,
die. You can't
exactly
elevate spiritually without the physical dying. And if you look at the world, all matter deteriorates in this 3D realm. This is part of the process. And then it goes back to the ground and it creates new life. You know, it's just
right.
the way it is.
Right.
That's
so
the law.
I want
to.
Yeah, so I want to say that, and I'm glad that you're wise enough to know that. But I want to say that because we, you know, if it's a cancer that can be reversed and cured, we can do it. But at the same time, there is a checkout time. There is a checkout date. Sometimes that's the case. Have I been able to help everybody? No, I haven't. But at the same time, everybody got to go. So it's, you know, that you know. But, you know, when you're getting your feelings and, you know, there's a time that we have to go. And nobody has escaped it.
No.
Now, do I fight every day that, hey, this might be the time it can be done, but we'll know one day for sure, right? But
right.
So we got amazing programs for all forms of cancer. But it's gonna have to be a combination of the food, which is a plan that we devise for the person. You know, it ain't no cookie cutter diet for everybody, so people gotta stop that. You know, it's gonna be an alkaline diet. But it ain't gonna be like what everybody's saying. Cause that some a lot of stuff be fad things. But it ain't no one herb that's gonna do it. We have a program tailored for each individual. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a ton of herbs that you can use, but it need to be done a certain type of way. A lot of people, you know, get online and look at different plants, and they come in and they want that particular plant, but they don't want to do the other necessary steps.
Mm-hmm. They want to push
you know,
remedy.
Yeah, I read about this, and no, it don't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know?
It might not, good be, not be good for you. You know, not every remedy works for certain people.
That's
you know,
right.
And, you know,
and certain
everybody's
cancers
different.
Yeah, and certain cancers respond better with certain herbs. Every herb ain't going to take care of, you know, like every herb got a certain affinity for a region of the body. Like for instance, do you want to give an example so I can give a better answer of what type of cancer?
How about thyroid cancer?
Okay. Now, of course, we know we're going to use plants high in iodine, right? Now, that bladderwrack and females will have to be in the mix for that type of cancer because it has such a Irish moss or sea moss shrank sooner by, you know, alone. Bladderwrack shrank tumor by itself as well. You have awesome results with the bladderwrack and sea moss with that. And it's funny because, you know, that's real popular right now. But at the same time, you have to make sure that the body's free of parasites. So colon cleansing and parasite cleansing is absolutely essential. You can't just take the bladderwrack and sea moss and expect the results. So you're going to have that in the mix with it. you're also going to have to make sure that the blood is very pure. Okay? Mm-hmm. All the blood going to go through the thyroid anyway. So the blood must be pure. And so you're going to use a lot of deep blood cleansing herbs like burdock, rhubarb, slippery elm, syringia. You see, these plants are going to have a strong cleansing effect to the blood. We also got to also make sure that we're using the right quantity, because one problem that people have with herbs is they take what the bottle says, the recommended daily allowance. You're not going to get any results with the recommended daily allowance, okay?
Well, they're going to come back and say that was a farce. That was made up. And really, it was made up so they could sell milk products.
Oh, you're talking about recommended daily allowance?
Yeah, that food chart that they have, the daily allowance, where you had the dairy and all of that. They said that chart was made up so that they could sell products, so they could sell milk, sell cheese and eggs. Yes, that recently came out. They said that whole food chart is bad. It's not good.
Wow. I'm glad they're admitting that.
No, they didn't admit it like outwardly, and because it didn't get publicized. If they did a study that indicated that was wrong, that whole chart is wrong. There was nothing good about that chart. Nothing. The way they eating eggs in the morning, eating dairy and bread, because you put all that stuff together, none of that stuff's healthy to eat together. Milk, bread, eggs, and then you got your bacon or whatever. That's all that's not good to eat together. Now, if you separated milk, let's throw milk out the window. If you separated and you just had eggs, that would be okay.
Right.
You know, not great, but it's okay. But when you start mixing that with all that other stuff, it was never a good combination. That's why people were getting. And now with all of the stuff they're putting in food, people are getting cancers early, because I know my aunt is 103. She grew up on a farm. So all of her food came from good sources. Her meats, they ate bacon and everything every day pretty much, but she's 103. But what I noticed about her, what she fed her husband and her children, she didn't eat.
Wow.
Like, when I visited her, she made me all this bacon. Now, how do you tell a 103-year-old you're not going to eat the bacon after she cooked it, right? Because she can still cook and walk around, right?
Wow. So it's,
you know, this your great aunt, you got to still respond. Huh?
She's with us to this day, huh? That's amazing.
Yeah, she's still with us. Yes, she just had a birthday in September. So,
that's a blessing.
And still feisty, walk around. She got a little walker, but she can walk without it. Now, I see people in their 60s that need them walkers. My uncle, about what, 60s, 70s, he in Walmart with one of the motorized carts. She get mad you try to bring her something like that. So,
she feisty,
drink raw
too,
milk.
That's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She drink raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
And she, but what I noticed, what she gave me, she didn't eat. All she did was eat was a bowl of grits.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? She said, this is all I use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat that.
Wow.
I said, oh, okay. I said, yeah, you choked everybody. Gave everybody
that's
that.
Right.
You eat so different. You know, I'm sure she, now, I did see her. I have tried to do the whole vegetarian thing, right? And then I went to her with a birthday party we had. She orders a steak. Now, this is right around when she was around 100.
Mm-hmm.
She orders a steak and was eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said that. So, I agree that vegetarian diet is necessary, But I think also at times, certain parts of the animal could be beneficial, just certain parts, like, you know, the joints and stuff. Because I know there's people like who eat the joints have clearer skin. Why? Because they got the collagen in it. That collagen is concentrated in those parts of that animal. But anything you eat too much of it when it comes to like meat, bread, and all that can kill you. Anything.
Right.
Too water to kill you. You drink too much water. You drown.
Yeah. But the point I like that you said is the proper food combining. I don't think that's talked about enough.
People don't know. See, I don't even know, to tell you the truth, what to eat.
Yeah.
And what not to eat with what I'm eating. You know?
So you got people that do eat bad things, but like you observed about your great aunt, she combined it better. That can take you a whole nother level. Even if you do eat things that's not good for you, you know, like for instance, with food combining. Meats and vegetables go together. Meat.
Right. Yes.
Meat and.
When you start throwing rice in the mix. Rice and bread, you start throwing that. Yeah.
Yeah, so you just got to know what to put together, what not to put together. And then that way, if you do eat poorly, you can. You can circumvent it to a degree and not be as damaging. You know, like you observe, milk, although it's not the best thing to drink, it definitely needs to be drunk by itself if you're going to drink it. It's a perfect food by itself, you know. And, you know, I understand.
A lot of people, we the only ones that drink milk after childhood. All other animals drink it and they're done with it.
They get
what they need out of it and they go on and they just eating grass. Or like horses and cows, they eat hay all day or grass. That's all they eat. That's their only diet. And water.
But what you notice is, even though it's a time limit on drinking it, you notice that it is always consumed by itself, straight out the mother's breast.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't have anything else going with it.
Yeah, that's a point I want to make. And of course, we understand that they pasteurize and they do all this other stuff to the milk. I'm just talking about the principle of combining it together, combining the food. You know, so whether she was conscious of it or not, she was able to go around it. They didn't have all them potato chips and all this other stuff. You know, it's a lot of other
stuff. See, they throwing so much stuff on them potato chips. It ain't just potatoes. They throwing all kind of chemicals on it. So you're eating potato chips and chemicals at the same time.
That's right.
Because if you made own potato chips, I would think that it would be a lot healthier if you just fried you up. Then slice some potatoes, fry them up, throw a little salt or whatever you want on them. You would have a better potato chip than what you buying out of them bags at the grocery store.
And then because like it's just overemphasis on the meat part of the diet that people just I don't eat no meat, so what. I mean,
I know some people that don't eat meat and they are big and overweight. I'm like, okay, you're not eating meat, but you're still not eating healthy.
Why? Because they're
shopping in them, stores, buying them breads, they're buying all that stuff with the chemicals in it. See,
and they, Go ahead.
They done figured out how to kill the vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
See, a vegetarian years ago had to figure out what to eat for himself. So he went and bought his own vegetables, steamed them up, ate them, boom. Now they got all these places that claim to be good for vegetarians, but when you look behind the food, it's synthetic food. It's not real food. So they they come out with a study that showed that vegetarians are dying faster than meat eaters now. Because they are consuming high amounts of soy-based products and stuff like that. So
that's a major problem.
Vegetarians having heart attacks.
That's right.
Like, you're putting them chemicals in your body. That's why
and
you
now,
got no, but... But you can't tell them nothing.
Because really, you know, fruit and vegetables shouldn't be combined together either.
You're absolutely right.
That causes imbalances. But that's not talked about enough.
Mm-mm.
You know.
Now, is it true that when it comes to fruits, you're supposed to eat fruit, you not pass around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know,
well,
you should consume them.
That's true. But
you know, if you're
going to
eat them, and you not to eat a lot of it. Don't eat a lot. You know, eat just a portion.
Right. Now, if a person is like somebody like me and you, we'll be okay with it. But we talking about people that's out of balance. They definitely got to pay attention to that. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They definitely got to pay much better attention to that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that, your grandmama, she was, whether she did it consciously or not, she was on point with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still going strong and don't look like she's going anywhere soon. At 103. You know what I'm saying? Usually you can tell, you can get a feeling like, yeah, it's almost time. Brother, it don't look like she's going anywhere soon. And she actually said it. She said, I ain't finished. I'm like, finish what you waiting on? She said, I'm not finished. I said, okay. I mean, I can sit there and have a conversation with her like I'm having with you. Only thing is, her hearing is is bad, so she, when you respond, she don't catch everything you say. But
shit, that might be a secret too. That might be a secret too. You start listening to people bullshit.
Right. Oh yeah.
Right. Shit, that might be part of the science.
That is the science, because she'll sit, like we have a family get together, she'll just sit there quiet. Now I know she be hearing some things because I was at a family get together and that's when Trump was about to be elected, or they were voting for Trump to be elected, and I started talking about Trump, and she stood there for about a good 20 minutes, and then I sat next to her. Then she gave me an elbow. She said, "Don't talk about Trump. They Trump supporters." She gave me a little hit, like, hey, just leave the Trump conversations alone.
Yeah.
You know, because my cousin was married. She was married to a Latin woman, Latino. You know, they were big supporters of Trump, you know? Big, big time.
Wow.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't want it. They ain't publicizing it. Them Latins was the one who tipped the scale in his favor.
Man, that's crazy. That's something.
The ones that he talked about,
The ones he wanted out the country.
They were voting for him. I show you a whole side of the family that voted for him and was talking big about him.
Wow.
Yep. So, I know. Anyway, man, this 11, boy, that was my kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Thanks for keeping me on point with the time. And
yeah, you good?
Yeah, man.
You good? Because I know you got things to do. But
yeah, man, we're doing the work.
Week. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Peace, God.
All right. Peace, God. Peace. All right.